The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
8:06 right here on The Morning Jam on this December 3rd program. And we're delighted to have Mark Dalton from Terry VW and Subaru in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
I'm doing good.
Great.
We're doing good. So, Mark, we're heading into the Christmas season here, and I'm just curious, what does that do for a car dealer? Do people start really shopping in December to try to get something before the end of the year, maybe?
Yeah, I guess as we all get older, we can appreciate this a little more and more, but you'd be surprised how many times we see a husband and wife that, what do we get each other? Well, they use the cars. Hey, let's just get this car, and this will be our gift to each other. And you'd be surprised how often it happens. It happens a lot.
Yeah.
And and then you've got this that situation. You've also got situations where people will need to spend some money before the end of the year, they'll be out purchasing vehicles and so forth as a result. And and then you've got that scenario where maybe it's a fairly well-off grandparent that
wants
sees that grandchild that needs a replacement, and so we see a lot of that as well. So
feel free to pass their name on my name on to them.
Isn't that the truth?
I'd be adopted at 63.
Exactly.
So you see the commercials out there, got the the one where the lady, there's two vehicles out there, and she wants the truck.
Right.
And
he was like, oh, wait.
Wait, what? That's for me. You get the car.
Hey, there's a lot of ladies who love to drive trucks.
Yeah, they do.
You mentioned that, and there was a very good friend of mine that she wanted to surprise her husband last year with a truck for Christmas.
Okay.
And she pulled it off, and he was ecstatic, but I was so nervous because that's scary. You're making a very large investment.
Yes.
You're picking color and equipment.
And that's personal. That's a really personal thing.
Very personal. And it was a big investment, a big chance, but it came off perfect. But that was most recent. Big chance, I guess I saw.
So. Well, the market, we were talking before we went on the air, the market has been just so erratic almost in a way. People getting rid of vehicles, getting more for them than they paid for them.
Yeah.
I just recently may need to talk to you off the air.
Yeah.
I think I definitely have my truck sold. I asked him if I could hang on to it, until the end of the year here, just in the next few days, so I can get a couple more loads of gravel with it. I don't need the big 3/4 ton heavy duty Ford any longer. And the gentleman didn't even balk about the price. I told him, this is what I got into it. I'm gonna take just a little bit less for wear and tear, because I put new tires and shocks on it and a new emergency brake system, which is expensive because of the way they have to do it.
Sure.
Now with disc brakes, it's not so simple and it is costly. So I just put the number out there and he didn't even balk at
it. I don't know that you need to do that right now. Let's talk a little bit about that market.
It's as we've said in the past, I say it every day, all day long, I've never seen anything like this. It's And this is all I've ever done. And, what we're experiencing today is just unheard of. I don't know how long this lasts. It doesn't appear that it's changing anytime real soon. My prediction is we're at least into summer of next year. But so what's going on, of course, is this vehicle shortage has created some crazy market prices with used vehicles. So as you just said, Mark, we've got people that are trading and selling that are getting, in many cases, more than they paid for the vehicle. Yeah. And some of these people bought these vehicles new. And, let's be honest. We've heard for years, all my life, that, a new car depreciates as soon as you drive it off the lot. Now, I wouldn't argue that. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got people that are coming back and trading in vehicles and receiving as much, if not more, than they paid for it maybe 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's just a crazy market right now. And so it's, it may look like when you drive on the lot, you're like, well, there's no new cars. I guess they're all gone. Well, the inventory is depleted dramatically. However, we're still getting cars. We're just pre-selling them now, and so when they come in on the truck, they're already pre-sold. So
they don't sit on the lot.
Yeah, if somebody's on the market in the market right now, I highly recommend that they do some searching and find the vehicle that they're interested in, and go in and reserve that vehicle because they are coming in, and then get this crazy trade value. You know, speaking of crazy trade values, I traded for a John Deere, 100 horsepower John Deere tractor yesterday.
Okay.
And so it's and this gentleman, this is a fairly rare tractor, and he
100 horsepower is a lot.
It's
for
big
a tractor.
Yeah, it's a big tractor, and he got fairly close to what he paid for this tractor new, but it's not just cars. It's there's a big market out there for equipment and everything right now. So now is a good opportunity or a good time to consider trading for that one very reason is your trade value.
Give us a little insight, maybe from some of the trade magazines that just are exclusive to you guys as as sellers. And what are the trade magazines saying? You know, as far as when we're going to turn the corner with the chips coming in and when we can see this thing. I know you said maybe next summer.
Yeah.
Is that directly tied to these newer vehicles being able to get on the lot and
yes.
that sort of stabilizes the whole mess?
Yes. And you know, and I don't know exactly what makes that time of year magical for everybody, all these manufacturers to start receiving chips per se, but consistently across the board with the manufacturers we deal with, NADA, the National Automobile Dealers Association, the opinion also seems to be the same, that we're looking at summer. So I guess these plants are getting ramped up. I know that they're building some new chip manufacturing plants, but I think it takes a little longer than that to get these up and running, even though we've been dealing with this for a while. But there is relief in sight, they're saying. And, you know, but when we look at our inventory, you wouldn't know it by looking at the lot, but our inventory is probably only off, as far as what we're receiving every month, is probably only off about 30%.
Okay.
So it's...
Which under these conditions isn't that bad.
It's not horrible.
Right.
It's really not. No, it was worse than that, but our allocations every month, we're only off about 30%. It just doesn't appear that way when you look at the lot, because they're, as we said, they're being sold before they get there.
Mm. We got a text from Liz that says, I want a Subaru Ascent.
Yes, that's our 7-passenger SUV.
As soon as we're ready to buy, we're coming to Terry.
Awesome.
So
thank you, Liz.
And Liz knows what a lot of people are learning, especially when the environment is like it is right now.
Yeah.
You really need to have people alongside you, that can maneuver the market a little bit and kind of know, because you could come out really, really well, or could be a little upside down.
Yes.
So you got to be careful about who you go to.
Well, and you know, to be transparent, yes, are you going to pay just a little bit more for that new car today than you would maybe in normal conditions? Yeah, maybe just a notch. But I'll promise you, it's nowhere near the difference that we're talking about there is nowhere near what you're going to receive in adjusted trade value right now.
Right.
The trade value far exceeds the difference that you're looking at for that new vehicle purchase. So it is a fantastic time. That's not just a sales pitch. It's a fact.
Right.
It's a fantastic time to consider trading.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, give me a pro or a con here with the I call it kind of the bubblegum machine buying of the car. The one where you push the button and it comes off of the sixth floor and gets rolls right out.
I thought
you.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
I swear I did.
Yeah. It's
good, bad, and indifferent. I mean, you don't have a connection with a local dealer that way.
No. And I'm certain, you know, there's a very, very small percentage of people that they don't want to deal with a dealer. And I get that. This business in some cases has earned its reputation, but there are a lot of good dealers, especially right here in this town. I'm proud to say that we live in an area of quality dealers.
Yeah.
And, but these services that you're talking about, where they deliver the car to you, we hear so many nightmares.
Horror stories.
You can't imagine. Not only on the buying side, but some of these people that they offer to purchase your car.
Right.
They give you a figure, and we've heard things like, it's 8 weeks before I received my check, and things like that. And it's just, we hear all the horror stories, and I'm confident that there are some happy stories out there as well. But
right.
Unfortunately, I only hear the horrible ones.
Right.
And it's not been a good experience, and it doesn't seem to be a deal.
Yeah,
it seems to be convenient because they deliver them and so forth. But I think there's a price to pay for that, certainly.
Yeah,
right. She also said, "I've always heard they have wonderful things about their customer service, and I love that they donate to the Humane Society."
Oh, yeah, that's our big one.
Can we talk about that just a little bit?
Yeah. That's years ago we started with a little promotion to donate dog food. They had a shortage of dog food, so we said, let's donate a bag of food for every test drive, and that just evolved into something that we never expected. We had so many people coming up to us afterwards saying, hey, you know, we're here and we're doing business with you because of what you do with the Humane Society. And I've always had this theory that you know, you've probably heard me say it a million times now, but I love supporting dogs. I don't feel like they had a choice in their situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I love supporting kids, and they didn't have a choice in their situation either.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good organizations out there, but many of them, there were some poor choices that created it. But dogs and kids, they didn't have a choice. And
right.
So I love putting my money there. The Humane Society is definitely one that we have supported for some time, and love doing that.
So. You have a campaign that's going through January 3rd. Is that particular one, or is this a different one?
Part of it. We do a campaign every September for the Humane Society, Lynchburg Humane Society. And then this event's going on right now is a national event through Subaru. It's called Share the Love.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done that, I think it's about 12 years now.
Right.
It's a really neat event. They pick four national charities, the ASPCA, the National Parks Foundation, Meals on Wheels, and then Make-A-Wish.
Okay.
And then, which all those are amazing charities, well-deserving charities. And then we get to pick a local charity, which obviously we pick the Lynchburg Humane Society because we've done so much with them.
Mm-hmm.
And but every time you buy a new Subaru during this period, which is mid-November through January 3rd, Subaru donates $250 to one of those five charities that you pick. And so locally, the Meals on Wheels chapter, we do a lot with them too. And they've received some very nice checks from Subaru every year at the end of this event, as well as the Humane Society.
Okay, so great. Well, we appreciate what you do in that area, and also providing quality vehicles for Lynchburgers and the surrounding area. Mark Dalton from Terry Subaru and Volkswagen. I'm gonna put you on the spot, brother.
Yeah,
I did it last time when we talked about this truck, the new Baja that was coming out. Which do you sell more of, Subarus or Volkswagen? I'm just curious.
Currently Subarus.
Okay.
And I don't know, 15 years ago that was flipped. Subaru was not a very high volume car then, and it's grown rapidly. And so currently it's Subarus, Volkswagen. They're making a fairly strong comeback with this SUVs market that they're really pushing with our new Atlas and so forth. And
okay.
So it's coming on pretty strong.
All right. Well, Mark, once again, thanks for stopping by. We hope you have a wonderful holiday season, and thanks for what you do for us here on the Morning Jam of the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Thank you for having me.
It is 8:20. We'll have a Friday Funny coming at you here pretty soon. Janet's got another Five and Dine in the queue as well. And again, you just never know what may happen before we shut this thing down at 9 o'clock. Hugh Hewitt can be heard on the network, this station, WIQO, and then Brian Kilmeade across the Roanoke area. So we have plenty of programming to carry you throughout the day. Hopefully you'll stay with us. And thanks for being with us this morning on the Morning Jam.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.